Hello, friend. Today we are in day 36 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus, and our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 36. But our key verses today are verses 3 through 7. If you've been hanging around church for long, you know that the typical pattern of pastors is leading stewardship campaigns in the month of October. That stems from our agrarian past and matching a season of generosity with the season of the harvest. I'll never forget one year when a retired pastor told me that he always started his stewardship campaigns the Sunday following Easter. His reasoning was that people would be more generous when they had just celebrated the salvation from their sins found in the resurrection. He didn't tell me if they actually were more generous at that time than in the fall, but it was his working theory. If he had based that theory on our passage for today, I might have believed him even more. We see here that the artisans are overwhelmed by too much material. The workmen report to Moses that too many gifts are being given, and Moses must order that the offerings be stopped. The Israelites are bringing offerings morning by morning, which is every day. The offerings they bring each day are enough and some left over, an overflowing blessing. The people are responding to God's forgiveness and faithfulness with reckless generosity. The people have generous hearts and willing spirits, and their generosity toward God and God's promised presence is unprecedented. The construction of the tabernacle begins not in calculated obedience, but in unfettered, undisciplined, extravagant devotion. Israel's response seeks to match the incredible generosity of God. We have received all that the Israelites did. God forgives us, loves us, and dwells with us. Are we responding in a way that seeks to mirror God's generosity? Or are we just giving God what's left over or what we have lying around? I would hope that our faithful giving will be like that of the Israelites, as we have just as much to be excited about as they did. Here's our questions for today. How can you give more of your time, energy, and finances to God? How can you be more unfettered like those ancient Israelites in their response to God's blessing? Why is it sometimes difficult for us to be generous? How would it help you to be more generous if you were more readily thoughtful about all that God has done and is doing for you? How can you cultivate a spirit of gratitude that leads to generosity? Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful for all that you are. I ask that today you would continue to build a new and generous spirit in us, that you would help us to see the worthiness of our work for you, that when we give to you, you bless and sanctify those gifts, and you do so much more with them than we could ever do with them on our own. Stir in us a new spirit, one of faithfulness and fidelity. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.